there's certainly no shortage of conversations to have about news headlines. I mean, it's just like rapid fire all the time. It's all the time. All the time. One of those that I want to talk about is Ronna McDaniel had a five-day stint at NBC News. I wonder what that paid. She got kicked out yesterday because Chuck Todd had a meltdown along with some other alleged journalists, which they're not. Chuck Todd had a meltdown that Ronna McDaniel had come to them from being chair of the Republican National Committee. They've got another former RNC chair on there, Michael Steele. He's a far leftist. Everybody knows it. But Ronna McDaniel, she won't do. And he goes crazy on the Sunday morning television, even though Chuck Todd is a guy who held fundraisers for Hillary Clinton at his house. And Jen Psaki, who's there on MSNBC, also had a meltdown. She was the press secretary for Joe Biden when she while she negotiated her contract to be on MSNBC. I can't figure it out, so I got to bring in somebody smarter than myself, that being Ivy, of course. Ivy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for asking. So, Ronna,
I think
McDaniel,
I need some more coffee.
Yeah, well, we need more coffee always. She gets run out the door because she's too partisan. She worked for Donald Trump. She's this. Really? This is at NBC where they have all these other hacks. I mean, it is pretty jaw-dropping, isn't it?
It is. And the truth of the matter, and we all know it, there's a double standard. It's, you know, anything the left projects. Anything that they do, they say that the other side of the aisle does. They say that Republicans do that. And it really is a sad place to be. You can't have a differing opinion. And I feel that it's crazy that the network completely acquiesced to Chuck Todd. I mean, come on, guys. Let's have a little bit of a different voice here. What are you afraid of?
Well, you hit it on the head. They're afraid of a different voice. They're afraid of an alternative point of view. They're afraid of having different points of view on their network. And Chuck Todd melts down. He might as well be in charge of the network because the people that are in the executive suites are not.
Get out of your echo chamber. Let's talk to some different people. Let's get some different opinions and some different ideas. It's okay. You can agree to disagree and move on. But we really, and I wonder if it's part of this cell phone culture that we have become so accustomed to. And quite frankly, it drives me bananas. Last night we went to a lovely restaurant. We had dinner and I look around, like we sat at the bar, and I look around and almost everyone is on their phone, even couples. They're not even talking to one another. They're looking at their phone and we wonder why we can't even have conversations. We can't even talk to our spouse at dinner. And it's really sad.
It is. There are no conversations. You know, but if you did to them what you do to me when I pick up the phone at the table, we'd be better off, which is I get my hands swatted generally, which is fine. I mean, my attention problems are no secret, obviously. Let me ask you about a couple other things. I've got a whole stack of things here I thought I would ask you about that have been in the headlines. And I know you don't watch the headlines as closely as I do because you have to run this whole magical machine that we have here. And sometimes that's a little more challenging than doing what I do, I think. Especially dealing with me. At any rate, New York City begins giving out prepaid debit cards here Monday. $1,400 a month in prepaid debit cards to people in the country illegally while veterans sleep on the streets, while families don't have enough to eat, while we are $35 trillion in debt. We're giving away, in New York City, taxpayer dollars, $1,400 a month, a $53 million, they call it a pilot program, meaning it's here to stay. Yeah. What do you think of this?
It's unbelievable. New York is broke. Everyone is leaving and they continue to give out free money. And actually here in Asheville, we stopped into a place and the folks, the local business owner said the same thing. He's like, I cannot believe the amount of programs that just hand out money. And we wonder why there is actually a big homeless problem here in Asheville. And I would say there's also a big homeless problem in New York. And you can't even address the problems that already exist in your city. And here you are just giving away money. Let's stop that. Let's take a step back. Okay, let's solve the problems that we have. And I understand, you know, you have all of these people coming in from who knows where. And interesting, let me go back to the Asheville. We haven't been told that there are any illegal immigrants here that have been shipped in. But interestingly, that a lot of like the homeless folks that are in the camps in California had been shipped here. I found that very interesting.
Yeah, we heard that story.
They're just, yeah, they're getting free money, free, all sorts of free housing. It's crazy what they're doing here.
And the people that don't get that, we saw tent cities all through here. We made a little drive up from here to a couple of local communities. We saw big tent cities here in Western North Carolina and here in Asheville, very, you know, pretty famous place, pretty affluent place, and all these tent cities and homeless people. And they're giving away too much money. $1,400 a month in New York City seems insane. And there you have it. Let's see what else I want to do here. Let's see here. How about Costco? Ivy's a Costco member. She loves Costco, so I'll ask her about this one, which is they're cracking down. You know, whenever you go into Costco, you have to show your membership card, or they beat you there in front of the other people and say, don't ever behave this way. I think is how that goes. But they have $1.50 giant hot dogs. I've never eaten one. I've seen them there as a little food court. I've never eaten at Costco, just for the record, because Ivy would slap my hand for that too. But apparently non-members just slide in and come to the, you know, to the left instead of going to the right end of the store and go to the food court. Well, they're cracking down now on non-members coming to Costco to eat their hot dogs. No hot dog for you. No hot dog for you. Apparently Costco is pretty upset about this.
It seems a little bizarre to me, but you know, they've been cracking down on members coming in, because I think a lot of people, hey, give your family member or friend your Costco card.
Yeah.
And they just don't allow that anymore. I don't know. I have had their hot dogs. They're actually very good. And they have really good pizza too.
Wait. We have to eat healthy at home, or I get in trouble and you get the faint. And you're eating hot dogs at Costco?
Listen, every now and then it's okay. Like, you know, you getting the churros and hiding those in the car. You just don't know.
One more here before we run up two things. Berkeley, California has dropped their ban on gas appliances and natural gas in general after it being a complete failure for the last few years. And I couple that with the next story, thousands of solar panels. Not the first time I've seen this. Thousands of acres of solar panels destroyed in a hailstorm in Texas. Yeah, those solar panels are great right until you have a storm in Texas like you have all the damn time, right?
I wonder what the cost to fix all of those are, because there are some great pictures out there if you go look it up online. I don't know how many acres did you say it was?
The whole farm is 3,300 acres. I'm not sure how many.
Yeah. And so they have an aerial view, and you can see like all the dark spots, and all the dark spots are where the glass has been broken out. And so, you know, who knows? I wonder, my number one question is, does it work if the solar panels have been broken out in any section? And number two, how long is it going to take to fix? And how much does it cost?
Well, here's one other thing.
The technology just isn't there. Yeah.
Cadmium telluride, copper, indium, gallium, the selenide. These are just a couple of the chemicals that are oozing out of these panels now into the groundwater that are toxic and dangerous for humans to be around. These are your solar panels. There's your Green New Deal update for today. Anyhow, Ivy, thank you. I mean, what a disaster.
Green energy is not that clean after all.
Green is not clean. Didn't Mike Rowe tell us green is a stupid word and brown is? Anyhow, Ivy, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. Now she's going to come out and swat my hand in the break here. I'll get swatted for some reason. That's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be back.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well,
now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.